Hey, y'all, this is Aaron from Ashes of Atlanta, and I have some huge news. I'll be reading the book Well of Rage, chapter by chapter, and together we'll find out what lies beneath the Well of Rage.
Exclusively here on Skullface Records Radio.
Some creepy guy is stalking you in the parking garage at 3 a.m., but you're not worried because you have a Bright for War Industries knife strapped to your belt. Don't be a victim in this crazy world. Protect yourself. Carry a knife made by Bright for War Industries. It may save your life. Hi, this is Josh for Bright for War Industries. I'm a professional knife maker with 15 years experience. If you're looking for a unique gift or a high-performance piece of cutlery for the kitchen, the field, or for personal protection, look no further. Look for me on Instagram at Bright for War.
Need some t-shirts? Want some merch for your band? Stickers? Whatever you need.
Let Special Tees hook you up.
T-shirts, car decals, and more. Fast, friendly service with a smile.
It's just under their mask.
Special Tees is now the exclusive provider for Skullface Records Radio t-shirts.
Call Brittany DeBest at 859-588-2165.
859-588-2165.
Shipping is available for an extra cost.
Special Tees of Cynthiana.
Would you like to donate money to our cause?
Shit ain't free, man!
This stuff takes money.
Every little bit helps.
We can do a commercial for your business.
You can make you money, and then we can make money.
Want to sponsor a segment or one of our shows?
Want to get famous, man?
Want to sponsor a show?
Multiple mentions, all kinds of publicity.
Email us, skullfaceradio@gmail.com.
Don't forget the social medias.
Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/skullfaceradio.
Listen to Skullface Records Radio.
Hey guys, it's Goosey of Goosey's Goodies. Be sure to check me out on Facebook for all your baking needs. You can bet your sweet when I'm in the kitchen baking, I'm listening to Skullface Records Radio.
Live out your dream to be a superstar under the lights. Always the best crowd and crew in Lexington. Survivor's Karaoke Bar, 161 East Reynolds Road.
Remember to tip your bartenders. You'll find Mama Nancy, Will, and the captain behind the bar.
Always serving up the best drink.
We got Brian, Bobby G, and
DJ Hi-Fi
in the booth. Just ripping it from karaoke.
Survivors.
The best in karaoke in Lexington. Karaoke starts at 9 o'clock. Mention Skullface Records on Friday nights for drink specials.
Survivors.
Survivors is on a mission to have the best and safest karaoke bar in Lexington. We ask all our patrons to practice social distancing and please wear your mask. Temperature taken upon entry.
Survivors.
161 East Reynolds Road, Lexington, Kentucky.
Parental advisory.
We are not regulated by the FCC. This means our content is not appropriate for children under 17. You may want to grab your earbuds. This is Skullface Records Radio. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Skullface Records Radio or their sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Glitter Squirrels. I'm Slim, he's John.
Wonka, Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka is the new government. It's going to be the new move. It's going to be the new movement by me.
Somebody go find the golden candy bar.
yeah, right. Nope, it's not over here. Maybe it's over there. Oh my God! Yep, the world's gone mad. It's gone completely insane, man.
Dude, it's stupid. And
oh my God!
My God!
I don't even know where to be. I don't even know where to begin.
Dude, there's nowhere to begin.
It's almost like comical.
It is.
It's like a black hole and everything's going backwards.
It is, man. It's like if you're like on Google and like you Google the socialist agenda, it tells you that the next step after controlling everyone is a money shortage. And guess what's happening now?
Oh, I don't know. You're getting like your coins taken from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't make change right now. We're going to put on a special coupon. what is that?
I have no idea, bro. So, no idea.
Well, someone said the coins are recirculating. I'm like, I'm 53 years old. I've never seen that in my life. Is that a new one?
No, what's happening is, I have no idea, but what's happening is I can tell you now that Bill and Melinda Gates have something to do with this. I guarantee it. This is all part of the socialist agenda, man.
It's all part of the shit show.
Exactly.
Shit-o-rama. I don't even know what to make of it. I didn't even know because, I just kind of avoid the news lately. It's like, all right, we get it. You know what?
Since I've been doing all this stuff with Skullface, I haven't turned on the news not one time because I would rather sit in here and listen to my dudes make music than I would to turn on the news and watch that bullshit.
Oh, I know, man. But I saw today. I didn't even know Portland was having they've been having a hootin' nanny for like the last 50 days apparently out there.
Yeah.
I mean, raising hell, like trying to get their piece of what was that great utopia they built a couple of weeks ago out in Seattle? What was it called?
Oh, Chaz.
Yeah, Bullshitville or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're referring to Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz, right. You know what Chaz was when I was in high school?
I have no idea.
Chaz was a low-rent cologne, man, that you could get. Yeah.
You know what Chaz was when I was in high school?
It was like Halston for a broke high school kid. Wow. But Chaz.
Do you know what Chaz was in high school?
It was a story in the Bible, isn't it?
No, actually.
Chaz is in there too, right?
Actually, when I was in high school, Chaz was actually a short name for somebody named Chuck.
Oh, that too. And it's also a country in the Middle East.
Also a country in Seattle.
well, it tried to be. They just too many. What's the saying? Too many Indians, not enough chiefs. I guess or how that works. Yeah. Now I'm a racist. Yeah, now I'm a racist. He's a racist. He don't like Indian people. that happened to me, man. About a couple weeks ago, talking.
I want to extend my condolences to good neighbor John. He lost his dad recently and had to go back home to be with his mom because his dad passed. So I want to extend my condolences to good neighbor John. So make sure to let him know that I mentioned something on the show.
Well, right on. Sending some prayers out to that family.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Good neighbor John is good people, man. And
that's funny because I can see you. So it's like I'm on Fox News. and down here in the bunker, man.
I don't know if you could turn your camera on or not, and so I.
You know, I tried to. Yeah, I tried to, and it's like giving me a bunch of shit. So I'm just like, I'm like, what do you need at the end of the day? You just need my mouth. So hey, that sounded nasty coming out of his mouth. Just need something coming out of your mouth at the end of the day. But, yeah, like you said, man, I've been avoiding about all that. You know, gigs are like we've lost so much. I think we tallied up our running loss this summer is like a $5,000.
Jeez. Shows
we've lost, man, you know. It's like we're just going to be done soon.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we're gonna be done for whatever. I don't know until after the election, maybe. I don't know,
bro. I got a whole studio up here. You wanna do something? Bring it to Cynthiana. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I got dogs and a life, but I can get up there, you know, a couple of days and probably do what we're doing right here and just loop it or save them, do about 5 episodes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just
get them in the bank.
We'll call it like the post-dated sessions.
That's it. That's it, bro.
The post-dated sessions. due to such bullshit in the economy right now, we've decided to go ahead and do it. You know, like sitcoms, they roll out like, you know, a season's worth.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple months, you know, they're done. So we'll roll out some episodes, and then we can just pull them as the bullshit turns.
So, no doubt. No,
oh my God, man!
All right, well, I've got some audio that.
All right. What do you got? What do you got?
Well, you remember the video that I sent you, the guy dressed as Joker.
Right.
That was kind of summing up everything that was happening in America right now.
Yeah. The mask thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And, see.
And I sent it to your wife. And
I have it. I haven't looked at it, oddly enough.
She, I sent it to your wife and she said, I'm not watching that. And I said, well, why not? And she was like, I don't like clowns. I was like, it's not a clown. Don't. He's dressed as Joker from Batman. I mean,
right.
There's but to her, it's man. Right. But yeah. her, it's still a clown. So what I told her, I told her, I'm like, the video's not even that appealing. What you want to hear is the audio because this dude puts it in perspective.
Do you have some of that for us?
I do.
Would you like to play a little bit of that?
Yeah, I'm going to.
I would like to hear because I had Dakota for a couple of days and I've yet to open it up and watch it. So I'm like, Sherry said it was really interesting, and I was like, okay. And it's just, but yeah, I'd like to hear it.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. was transformed into an obedient socialist country. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. But church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations are dangerous. And you bought it without a fight. Standing in a graduation line is a safety hazard. Small businesses were forced to close, but crowds to support the corporate money machine at Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot are okay. Come on! It's just a mask and safety precautions. How about a little hush money? Here's $2,400 that we stole out of your paycheck in the first place. Enjoy. Buy something with it from a big corporation. Cash is dirty. We can't give change. There's a coin shortage. Use your card. In 4 months, they convince you to use a traceable card for everything. In less than 4 months, government closed public schools, then restructured education under the guise of public safety. In less than 4 months, our government demonstrated how easily people assimilate to guidelines that have no scientific premise whatsoever when you are fearful. In less than 4 months, our government successfully instilled fear in a majority of the population in America that allows them to control every aspect of your life, including what you eat, where you go, who you see, and your toilet paper. And the most dangerous and terrifying part, people are not afraid of the government who removed their freedom. They're afraid of their neighbors, family, and friends. And they hate those that won't comply. It's absolutely terrifying to me that so many people don't question authority. They are willing to surrender their critical thinking skills and independence. They just gave up without thinking, without a fight. Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on, it's for the greater good. Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? Well, you already allowed the government to say when you can go outside, where you're allowed to go, and accepted a new unproven digital education for your kids in the last 100 days. You followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself if you think the mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. I don't follow politics. I don't care about that stuff. I don't think about it. 6 million Jewish people were exterminated in Germany because 97% of the population cowered to populist control. Nobody wanted to think about it. It's easier just to ignore it. But that couldn't happen here in America, right? They got you. Without a thought. Without a fight. Just like France. Just like Russia. Just like China. Welcome, comrade.
You look really professional there with the cool mic and the cool windscreen.
So. Right?
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's pretty dope, man, and the sound is fucking unreal.
Yeah, it's tight in there, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you got some nice cans going there.
Right? Yeah, some Audio Technicas.
Audio Technicas, huh?
Uh-huh.
Audio shit. I got me some of them Audio Shenikas. Yeah, that's great, man. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh my God. Yeah, it looks pretty it looks pretty dope, as the hipsters say today.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, and what kind of console you got going there in front of you?
I have a Scarlett 18i20.
Did you say a Scarlett?
Scarlett.
Oh, I thought it was like a Scarlett, like the bad haircut. Like that's the bald headed guy with the hair in the back still. A Scarlett.
A Scarlett.
Yeah, it's. Hang on to it, brother.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Keep what you got, man. Keep
what
you got.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's amazing. So, anyway, I really had, like I was saying, I really had no idea that Portland had been going at it for like 50 days out there, like going crazy.
Me neither.
I'm just
like,
yeah, I'm just totally, I just look out the window and go, nope. No UN today.
No
UN today, man.
No Antifa.
Nope. No Antifa here, man. It's Tri-State. Hey, those racists. Whatever. Get over it. You guys need to come up. Yeah, y'all need to come up with something better than that, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not buying none of this horse shit no more, man.
It's like, yep.
I went to Kroger's and like, oh my God, it's like double down on the face masks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The Walmart here in Cynthiana is the same way.
I'm like, are you kidding me, man? Look at this fucking shit.
And they're like, that piece of cloth is for other people's protection, not yours. Who the fuck are we protecting? Are we protecting fucking Bill and Melinda Gates? I mean, who are we protecting with that? Let me tell you something. If a fart can penetrate two butt cheeks, a pair of underwear, a pair of jeans, and make a fucking noise, what do you think a mask is going to do for you when it comes to a fucking virus?
Yeah, because I'm just saying, you know what? Don't worry about me not having one. Yours is working, right?
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
No worries, mate. know something, but I don't know. Like I said, you know, it's all cool if that's your thing.
Yeah.
I'm not all hung up on it. It's been, we were dealt this news around, I guess, March officially here.
Yeah.
Yeah, when things started going kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on March, April, May, June, July. Here we are, you know, several months later, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, open it up a little bit for summer. Just give them a taste.
Yeah, give them a taste of what a little bit of freedom's like.
And now, you know, we a day after the Trump rally guy, the next day people were dying again by the fucking thousands or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm not being a douche, man. You can take that however you want. And
yeah.
I'm sorry if you've had to deal with this personally.
Yeah.
And myself personally, and just on the level with my own self, like my brother that works at Delta,
mm-hmm.
who's been off for like, they got like 90 days off and, you know, a big worldly, you know, populated airport. He's got like been there almost like, you know, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, he don't know anybody either. No, I'm like, I don't either. Well, I've had some friends. I've friends of friends, but I've had a couple friends get it, and they were like, man, it was like the flu, and you know, for like 3 or 4 days, and I was cool.
I wouldn't even call these people on Facebook friends. I would call them acquaintances. There's only a few people that I call friends in my life. You being one of them. Nick Himes being another one. You know,
hey, but, Nick. Yo, Nicky. But
what I'm saying is that there are only a few people on Facebook that I associate myself with. The rest of them are acquaintances. And I have seen where like COVID-19 is affecting those people. Like they said that the person died of COVID-19, but now, see, the wool's starting to get pulled back a little bit, and everybody's starting to see the bullshit for what it is. They know that these numbers are being jacked up, and all these coroners and hospitals and shit like that, they're all being told that these numbers are you know, whatever they die of, if they die of a heart attack, if they die of natural causes, it has to go on their death certificate as COVID-19. As a matter of fact,
it's so stupid, man.
It is. It is. And as a matter of fact, yeah, you know, I mean,
I'm not buying it, man.
I mean, you know, my heart goes out to anybody who has lost somebody to this disease.
Yeah, I'm not a heartless prick, but I got to be a realist right now too.
Exactly.
You know, it's probably called surviving this hyped up bull crap. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm not dealing with it. And that's my, if you don't like my personal opinion, because I respect yours, but if you can't take mine, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
you know, I'm gonna have one, and I'm not. It ain't gonna be a white thing, or it ain't gonna be a white privilege thing. It ain't gonna be none of that with me, man. It's gonna be a life. It's a life thing with me.
Yeah.
And right now, the world has fell. There's just a big old You know, we need a bunch of Gorilla Glue and put it back together.
Speaking of Gorilla Glue, we've been using that to put foam up in the studio.
Good stuff. Well, there. Yeah. Now, see, where's our year's supply of it from? That's a commercial plug, as far as I'm concerned.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by our mystery sponsor, a product that is so good that they're paying us to keep anyone from associating it with this program.
Right?
Yeah.
Emma Testicles. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We got a sponsor. It's a karaoke bar in Lexington, and they have jumped on board with us. As a matter of fact,
really,
if you go there and mention Skullface Records, you get drink specials all night.
Well,
isn't that cool as shit?
it is absolutely very awesome.
But they're doing.
I'm not going there tonight. No.
No. They're doing this thing to where they're making everybody wear the mask. Like, they take your temperature as soon as you go into the bar. They're making everybody wear the mask. But as soon as you get to your table and you're around your friends, you can take your mask off. And they're making everybody social distance, which is really cool. But they're also doing this thing where they give you what Nick calls a mic condom. And it's basically like this thing that you put around the microphone and you sing your karaoke song. And whenever you're done, you take this thing off of the microphone and go back and sit down.
And there you go. That's nice. I can dig. Have I talked to you since I played down in the land of the original Kentucky Fried Chicken, Corbin, Kentucky?
No, you haven't actually.
Okay. Well, same kind of thing goes on there, man. We're getting kind of down in that area.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you get down in that area and you don't go to Sonny's Barbecue somewhere in the South, you're an asshole.
Right.
I think that's written in law in South Carolina. you'll have to Google that one. But, anyway, man, we walk in and everything, and the dude's like, hey, hold the phone there, cowboy. And, you know, you got to, like, put on a mask. And I'm like, man, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. And Sherry's like, just be cool, man. You know, I'm like, I can't believe this bullshit. and it's like, I had it on for, like, maybe the 5 seconds it took to get to the table to be seated. Yeah. I was like, well, where's all their masks at, man? Everybody in here is like not wearing one. He goes, oh, you can take it off now. he walked away, and I was like, going, I guess this thing only lives in doorways. I sat there with the dumbest look, had embarrassed myself for getting a little uppity, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is bullshit, you know? But yeah, he goes, no, you can do whatever you want now. People are walking around and. I'm like, I just had to put on a mask to sit at a table.
Yeah.
And that was the extent of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the stupidest fucking shit ever, man. And then, you telling me it lives in the wait station of a barbecue joint?
It lives at the hostess station.
It does. And apparently it lives in probably the entrance of a church or all this. But yet here they are. Here they are with this big evil ninja running around, and they're going to, like, everybody's going for the, like, open
whoa,
the
whoa, 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 hold up there, cowboy.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing there, chief? Yeah. But, you know, there's a big push on, like, getting everybody back in school.
Yeah.
Come on, kids, round them up. Let's go. Mm. Get in there. Get in there and fight it.
Well, remember, kids are immune. So, right.
Oddly enough. I think too many people have been dipping in Social Security, man. There's on the call the herd of the, like, okay, man, let's say like 77 and above, we got to really come out with something really sinister and gross.
Yeah.
And if we start kicking their ass, man, then we're saving. Look at all that Social Security money we ain't got to pay out every month. I don't know, right. Man.
Yeah.
I think the planet's gone mad.
Exactly.
I've lost their shit. It's like a bad cartoon, man. I don't know.
And here are the glitter squirrels, man. We're still rocking like a motherfucker.
We are. And we're damn sure applying the social distance at the moment.
Yes.
Slim's up there. Yeah. Slim's up there above Paris somewhere.
Now, I'm in Cynthiana, Kentucky, home of Robert Kirkman, who created The Walking Dead.
Holy hell. That's a pretty good credit right there.
Right.
That's good. Yeah. That's nothing wrong with that one.
It's also the home of Skullface Records.
There you go. And you know, oddly enough, I'm wearing a t-shirt tonight with skulls on it.
Man, yeah. We got to get you a Skullface Records Radio t-shirt.
Yeah, you do, man.
But you got to come up here and earn that shit, cuz we're going to make you lay down some drum tracks.
Nice. I cannot wait for that. I have a pretty open calendar right now.
So. Hey, bro. He's got a whole set of SJC drums sitting here just waiting, with Zilda Jan China Boys and all kinds of stuff sitting around it.
China boy, we got like child labor working in the studio. What's that all about? Hey,
No.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. There's enough of that going on too, by the way.
He's got a Zilda Jan China boy, and most of his cymbals are Zilda Jan. His hi-hat is Sabian, and drums. He's got two toms and a bass, and
that's all you need.
Yeah, his two toms, a bass, and a snare. And they're all SJC.
I always travel with my, you know, goodies, so I'm always prepared for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, talking about children, how about this little black – how about this backdrop we got going on, right?
What?
All the pedophiles are about to be exposed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like three-fourths of Hollywood.
Pedowood.
Right.
Pedowood.
Yeah. Three-fourths of Hollywood is – being exposed now as being pedophiles that were hanging out on with Jeffrey Epstein on his island.
Oh yeah, you know that's just coming down the pike. You don't hear nothing about that news.
No, you sure don't.
That's a big old no-no. That's a little taboo, man. Clinton's name 16 times popped up on a roster to that island. 16.
Jesus.
Oh no, not Jesus. Epstein's dead. It's like not really, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's
just so many things going on behind the looks like you're drinking a 40.
Right, it does. It's a 1 liter Diet Mountain Dew.
Hey, speaking of 40, how'd you guys make out the other night? You had the bullet bourbon going on there.
Oh, bro.
No, well, see right there, that tells me everything in two words.
I'm getting too old for that shit.
Nah, I've been saying that for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit, you're 14 years older than me, and you've probably been saying it for the last 14 years.
A little longer than that, buddy. I started burning up highways with a fake ID at 19. So that was my introduction into, wow, you can make money and you can play drums and party your ass off. and you get back to a nice hotel room. Wow. You guys are, I can't believe you're paying me to learn how to be a drunk.
It's like the phrase, I'm never drinking again. Ooh, look, Jack Daniels.
yeah, exactly. You know, that's funny. Oddly, the first thing I ever got intoxicated on was Jack Daniels.
Really?
Oh, my, man. Every time I hear Jack Daniels, if you please, David, you know, I'm like, oh, man, that takes me back.
Oh, takes man, me back. Dude.
And first I remember go ahead, caller.
We can get a caller on here if we wanted to.
Shit. hey man, if you're probably sitting home on a Friday night, but you probably had a gig, then you could probably call in. That's probably thousands of people right there. If you used to work at what do you think about LA getting a smackdown again too, man?
What's going on there?
not LA, but what, California, I guess, in general.
Yeah.
They're all back on a lockdown.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they're all back on the getting home thing, man. Yeah.
What's getting ready to happen is patriotic disobedience is what's getting ready to happen.
It don't need to get ready to happen. It needs to just go ahead and just already be in progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, if we're going to ever have any normalcy about us again.
Absolutely.
Skullface Records Radio.
Children with the skate.
Was that boom?
Nick's playing drums.
God, please tell him to stop. I'm just kidding, man. Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just sitting around.
Yeah, hey, how you feeling this morning, Ringo? Gonna tune that snare up, make it yeah. Hey, I'm here all night. Thank you. Serve the meal. Yeah. What else we got going on up there in Cynthiana, man? Looks like there's definitely been busy.
Yeah, we've got visitors in the studio currently. Oh my God. He's flipping sticks and everything. He said it would be in tune if their drummer wasn't 6'8" and 368 pounds.
God damn.
Yeah, dude, he's a big dude. He's fucking huge.
You think?
Yeah.
I never even say that word, really. It takes a lot to pull that one out, but wow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
where's he from? Hayes City, Kansas?
He's from Atlanta. He played for the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Bone Crusher, you want to calm it down a bit back there on that pit, man? I got another band in here at noon.
I tell you what, dude, when Chase plays, man, he beats the shit out of them drums.
Well, he can afford it.
He used to be a pitcher.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. He's got, my God.
Yeah.
So what is he, 6'12"?
6'8".
God.
Yeah.
Why ain't he playing basketball, man? 6'8".
Yeah, he's 6'8" and 365 pounds. And
God damn, that's a big dude.
He's a big boy. But
and where's he from? Where's he from? Iowa?
Paris, Kentucky.
Paris, oh good. Wow. Yeah. Bonjour.
Right. Paris. Paris,
bon.
Kentucky.
Bon Paris. Wow. How about that? Yeah, I saw the exit last week on my way to Core Band in Kentucky.
Well, see, you thought about me, didn't you?
I did. You were like right up the road about an hour. Right. Like that. It wasn't far, man. It was like, you know.
So when you coming to jam?
As soon as I can.
Well, I mean, shit, bro.
Shit, damn, get off your ass, jam. Let's go. Yeah.
What happened to your gig at Frogtown? And you still got that tomorrow?
No. See, that apparently, I don't know, man, really. All I know is, like, From the Hills is playing.
Oh.
And so, yeah, what I'm thinking
is – double book you?
That's probably usually in that case what happens. So
yeah,
I'm thinking the new owners probably never really dealt with bands before, so it's probably a whole new thing.
Who are the
going
new owners?
I have no idea.
I thought it was Mark and Darlene.
It might be. I don't know, man. But I'm just like, yeah, you know, when you get people like, oh well, I hired these guys. Oh well, I hired these dudes. You know,
mm-hmm.
But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just have to hang out and smoke the chronic and think about it. I don't know.
Smoke weed every day.
Well, fucking take a goddamn road trip, dude. Come up here
Come
with
on.
Us tomorrow.
You know, you never know about me, right? You know.
Hey, man, listen, we're 2 hours up the road, literally.
Oh, yeah, it's a joke. That's nothing. That's closer to my hometown. My hometown's like 2.5 hours.
We'll see. So
it's really – 2 hours in a car ain't shit, man.
And you're not even leaving the fucking state.
No, man. I'm still in good old KY.
Right?
Kentucky. Yeah, you know, here's another thing about Core. I'm thinking, man, it's really cool. And so I'm kind of looking forward to, like, you know, going there because I want to see the original KFC.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know, that's the big deal.
Right.
And we get there, roll in and come in on, you know, that kind of that street. Mm-hmm. And there's the original KFC, and it's all like being done up in stucco and remodeled and all this. I'm like, what's it going to be like, a museum? How lame, man.
Yeah.
You know, enshrine the bucket. I was ready to see the whole original deal.
Yeah, like there should be a golden fucking bucket.
And there should be, like, well, they just should have left it alone.
Yeah.
And here's, like, the original place we served KFC in when we started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I figure they're going to encase it, make it a museum, and maybe that kind of thing. But here was the whole point. The whole point behind it was, like, look, I have to stop at the first KFC in the nation, worldwide now, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my whole goal was to get a piece of original recipe.
Right.
Yeah, original.
Now, let me ask you this.
You know what I mean? Like where it was birthed.
Right. So, and now, did they remove the original because it was racially charged?
I don't think so. I would hope not. Maybe that's a question for Buddy Guy. But I'm thinking, why would you do that? Why didn't you just leave it alone?
Right.
Exactly. I pull in, and here's this like whole thing looking like a new pizza hut, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that it sucked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what do you do in these unprecedented times?
Exactly.
You go on about it and go, wow, and you had to ruin that too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and that's my story about Corbin last week, you know. And there were really like, you know, you wore a mask when you came in and got your ID checked.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was like game on. Well, you know what I mean? Like, the staff, you know, they all kind of had their thing going on.
Yeah.
But you know, for the most part, it was like, no one knows where the ninja disease is hiding out, man.
That lives in doorways and is immune to children.
Right. Don't like kids. We established that. They're going back to school. Don't like restaurant entranceways. That's out of the question.
Doesn't like Walmart.
but Walmart's like Three Stooges, man. You go in there and they're like, they got the arrows and they got the little placemats and say, you know, keep your ass like the 6 foot thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, shame on us.
Right.
Oh, well, they'll figure it out. Something's going to give.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, I need a civil war. I'm like, I don't know, man.
That's the next step.
Maybe they tried to do it. Yeah, maybe a call to arms is maybe a little more practical. We don't need to be fighting each other. We just, you know, what I thought would be funny the other day. These are late night thoughts with Sean.
No.
And here's a late night thought. What if Walmart workers, man, because, you know, they're all on like the China titty, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're all disgusted by Walmart. We hate it.
Right.
But sometimes you got to go because the Dollar General or the Family Dollar just is not holding what you need.
Exactly.
So you got to like suck up and go to like Chinatown.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a racist now. Look at tomorrow. Yeah, he's Chinatown. You're a fucking prick. But here's what I'm thinking: like if all the Walmart staff got together and pulled like a and they did like their own protest and said, "Look, man. Now I know this is out of control, maybe, and it might sound like goofy, but." They go, we want like 25, 35 bucks an hour or we're not coming back. And like just crush the Walmart market. Do it for like 3 weeks so they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And just kick them and kick China right in the balls, you know?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Walmart went on strike for like 3 weeks?
Jeez, dude.
What if Walmart workers said, F you, man. We're not peddling no more. Oh, it'd be unreal. It'd be like, wow.
Yeah, because everybody would then be patronizing Dollar General and Family Dollar, who 3/4 of the time they don't have the shit you need. Like, I'm going to Walmart Tuesday to go buy me one of them big Serta fucking office chairs.
There you go. Right on.
Because I sit my big ass over here for 6 hours a day working on radio shit. I want to be comfortable.
Well, no doubt, man. Yeah, you don't want to get a roid or, you know, like.
Right.
But anyway, you know, it's pretty sad, man. You got that going on.
Yeah.
It'd be like, golly, I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to get a chair. But, you know, you're old enough to remember. Where in the fuck did we go when we were younger to get all this shit that we get from Walmart? Where did we go?
Heels.
Dude. Heels. That was a good one.
Kmart.
Yeah. Walco.
That must have been an Ohio thing. I know.
Woolworth, right? No. Kresge's? No.
No. Okay. We didn't have any of that up here. We had Heels, and that's where we had Hex.
Oh, I remember. I remember them all.
Yeah, we had Hex Department Store. That was where everybody pretty much went. And then Kmart opened.
Kmart, man.
And then Walmart came in and destroyed Kmart.
All of them. Took them all out.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
I was thinking, where do we go, man? And then I was like, and you're right. it was like, my God, times definitely changed.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Well, and not for the better, apparently.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Boo.
But let me tell you something. It's pretty cool to be amongst people like who just care about making music. They don't give a shit what's going on in the world. You know, they want to do is fucking make some damn beautiful music. And it's pretty fucking awesome, let me just tell you.
Skullface Records Radio.
Oh, I know it is, man. So, why do you think I stuck around this long? Because I didn't. Because I don't just dislike music, you know.
Right.
Right now, man, pickings are slim, and that's just the way it is.
Yep.
I'm sitting here flipping through some vinyl records, actually, you know, and I'm just sitting there looking at all this cool shit and all these, you know, and to think, wow, man, you really don't know when, really don't know the outcome of all this anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it's time to quarantine ourselves in a radio studio and just do what we do and make beautiful music and say fuck the world.
Exactly, and I'll tell you what, and we will give you change for a 20.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
We'll probably send you over to the car wash to go get change for a 20, but.
Yeah, but I'm kind of making light of a joke of like, how we got a change circulation issue problem now.
Right. But if you go to the laundromat, which is right next door to the radio station here.
Cool.
Yeah. If you go to the laundromat and stick a $20 bill in, you'll get $20 worth of quarters.
That would be like laundering money.
Right. Money laundering is the way to go now.
Yeah, they're apparently so. Because Pizza Hut going to keep your change like Walmart.
Right.
And Kroger's on board.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
What's Miss B barking about?
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, wow. I'm down the bunker, man.
I don't know. Miss B.
Yeah, go to bed, man. Do yourself a favor and those around you. Yeah, that's why. That's quite the little microphone on this little headset I'm wearing.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm actually using tonight, man. Just Yeah, the odd lot, big lot, whatever they're called, you know, that place. AP. Yeah,
I get better reception on, like, if I'm on my iPhone and we're trying to record this, if I have, like, a headset from like the dollar store, because they sell those earbuds with the microphone at the dollar store.
That's what I'm using tonight.
Yeah. If I have one of those, dude, it's the sound is crystal clear.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's stupid crazy.
It is. But, welcome to the now. Some things are cool, like microphone production.
Yeah. All right,
nothing
folks.
Wrong with that.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Glitter Squirrels. We appreciate you.
Maybe we don't. No, not really. We would dig you.
We appreciate you. Make sure to check us out. We're on every morning at 7 a.m. on
Skullface Records Radio.
That's
right.
To find Skullface Records Radio, it is facebook.com/groups/Skullface Records Radio.
Word. And he's Word. Absolutely correct. Everything he just said, and that's absolutely correct.
Slim and John would like to thank you for listening to this episode. Catch all the Glitter Squirrels episodes right here on
Skullface Records
Radio.